Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. My little Name That TV Tune contest went a little long, so that means we have less time with Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, this morning. But I want to get right to the point. Steve, I got no tip-off to my rip-off because my credit card was hacked. Very strange story, and I want to ask you about it really quickly. Someone hacked my credit card. It was from a local bank, and I got all these alerts on my phone that said someone has tried to get like a food of the month club and various streaming services and then some alcohol. The weird thing is the alcohol that they ordered with my credit card number came to my house. How is that a scam?
That is unusual that they usually have it sent to the house itself. They usually have it sent somewhere else, but they might have ordered other things.
They did. They definitely tried.
Right.
And then I called the wine company and said, listen, this came. They had my wrong phone number, my wrong email address, but they had my credit card account and my home address. And I had to send the wine back to them. And I'm still waiting for a refund.
It's truly amazing that happened to you like that. But it really signifies that you've been a victim of identity theft. And you should lock your credit reports, as we advise all consumers, is to lock them down. And this way, anybody opening up a new account won't get access to your information and won't prevent what happened to you, you know, yesterday or whenever it happened to you. But it will help you in the future because you're a victim of identity theft, and it's so important to lock your accounts.
All right. Well, I need to do that. And you can check for free at creditkarma.com. That's what I do. So I didn't even think to check that. I'm sorry. You'd think I'd know having you as a friend. So it just confused me why they would order something and send it to me. It seems pointless.
It does seem pointless, but there's got to be a reason for their madness as well. But one thing is to make sure you use annualcreditreport.com. That's
okay.
The site I want everybody to go to. That's the one endorsed by the government to protect the consumers and get your credit reports and you do all your information there and contact those credit bureaus.
Give that website again, annualcreditreport.com.
Correct, Wendy.
Okay, and of course, Lollapalooza is happening this week and there's been many concerts going on. How do we know our Lolla tickets are real?
Well, you got to trust the vendor or person you're buying it from. So therefore, the Better Business Bureau suggests you only deal with a licensed ticket broker or go directly to the venue itself. What happens, Wendy, is so many times people can't get tickets or it's sold out or they're hard sought after. They go to the Google and they put in those tickets. And guess what comes up first? The ads. And those are ads from the scammers. We just had a report in the last few days from somebody bought Cubs tickets. You know, Cubs tickets are electronic. Yes, they are electronic, but the scammer says you have to pay for it before I'll send you electronic tickets. And guess what? They have no tickets to give you, and you pay, and the money's gone. So it's imperative, Wendy, that they deal with a licensed credit licensed ticket broker organization or somebody that they know and trust.
All right, and we have about a minute left here, and I saw a memo here about growing pig butchering. It's a scam. What does this have to do with us if you're not a farmer?
Pig butchering, or what they call pig slaughtering, is a crypto scam in which, you know, like victims are enticed to put money into account, especially fattening the accounts. And then what happens, the scammer takes the money and disappears. And it usually, when he's tied into a romance scam. So, you know, the romance scams, they want you to, you know, give them money because their mother's sick and they got to go somewhere. Well, they switched it now. So you can get rich, Wendy. We'll get you open an account. And you see the account, you have access to the account, and it keeps growing. But unfortunately, at one point, they just take all the money, close the account, and then they leave you high and dry. So same type of thing. The tip-off to rip-off is somebody asks you to give them money or invest something in a romance scam that is clearly a rip-off. And sometimes it's hard to get men and women to stop sending money because they still think the fraudster is real. It took me almost, you know, it was like 20 minutes one day just to convince a woman that the scammer, it was scamming her and it wasn't real.
Well, it's the tip-off to the rip-off, and check things out at BBB.org. He is Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks for protecting us. We sure appreciate it.
My pleasure, Wendy. Thank you.